Now, the Labour Party knows it needs to make a real effort to try to engage with working class women, and it's trying through something called the Movement for Change. The aim of that was to introduce community organising to British politics, the kind of locally led activism that Barack Obama had been involved in Chicago. Well, this weekend, that group brought some of these new campaigners to the Labour Party conference fringe, and Woman's Hour was there.
Hello, my name is Catherine Pereira. I'm the Chief Executive of Movement for Change. Movement for Change mobilises the power of people to change their own communities for themselves. And we work within the Labour movement, so we are looking to do that with local Labour Party, cooperative and trade unions in order to build a stronger voice for people in their communities locally. It was founded on the idea that politics is obviously broken. That's obvious to anybody who looks at our current political system and the disaffection with it. And people who care about politics have two choices. Either we get better at the PR of pretending that we're more relevant, or we actually go out into communities and help people to change things for themselves and give them a reason to care, a reason to be active in public life.
My name's Helen Bradford and I'm involved in the Movement for Change campaign for fair credit for everybody. And we're starting off with the NHS to try and get credit union at the point of payroll so that everybody can contribute to save money and to get a 2% interest credit or a low interest credit if they need it, so they don't have to rely on payday loans or loan sharks or anything like that. Both me and my husband have reasonable salaries, but our income is going down and down and down all the time because the cost of living is going up so much, and I work with lots of people who earn a significantly less amount than me, and they're really struggling at work, and they're finding that their money isn't particularly far above the minimum wage, and it's certainly below the living wage, and people are doing some very dirty jobs in some very dirty hospitals, and they haven't got the money to live decent lives when they're out of it. But what we want to do is move it from the NHS as well, so that equal and fair credit is available to all people.
I need to be able to go to work to concentrate on patients and not have to worry about money.
I'm passionate about using community organising to bring in people who don't have the loudest voices but do have other people they can bring with them, do have in their quiet way things that they want to say. And in my experience, that is particularly attractive to women as a way of doing politics. And some of the best organisers I know are women.
Indeed, maybe felt that they didn't even have a voice or something that they wanted to say.
I'm Lou Pector and I live in Barrow-in-Furness, Cumbria. And we got involved through our local women's centre. We found that among the group of women that domestic abuse was really at our hearts, and that's the way, and we felt strongly and passionately about doing something and tackling and how big a problem it is in Barrow. You know, we felt that when you get into a new relationship, you don't always know what's wrong and right. Sometimes you feel like it's normal, it's all right. And then you get down the track and it starts to turn, you may be sour, you know, it starts to get a little bit aggressive, more violent. And you don't always feel like, who'd you turn to, where'd you go? And that's when you get all the way down the track when it gets to that level of violence and then the police are involved. And we felt it was important that if we could bring a scheme of work into schools to educate children and teenagers that's wrong. You shouldn't make me feel like that. And by, you know, delivering the education in school could make a massive effect, you know, and see that people don't have to live in fear.
Our local police and crime commissioner, he agreed to fund a pilot scheme in our local junior school to begin educating children about positive relationships.
This is my first conference. I've never been to a conference before and never been to a fringe event. And what brought me here was the fact that we had a story to tell, and we had knew that we were going to be listening to other people's stories, and to hear people talking about what they've been doing in their community is really inspirational. And just listening to people's stories, it feels like you've got a bit of power, and it feels like politics isn't about voting on a specific day, it's about what you do in your local community and just moving it forward. I'm a member of the Labour Party and have been for a few years, but it's the first time I've come to conference, and I don't think I would have come to conference at all without having a story to tell.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been to a conference. I'm not involved in any political party or anything. I don't really vote, as I don't feel like the ordinary people's vote actually matters to anybody, and in London. I think being today and listening to and seeing Movement for Change implement all these community homegrown stories, I feel that it does make me feel like I would vote for Labour next year.
I was a candidate at the general election in 2010, and it was an incredible experience, and I learned a lot. But one of the things I realised was this, and it's the reason why I'm not going to stand again. We don't need more white, middle-class, Oxbridge-educated, home counties, born and bred people telling us how to run our country. We need more of what we've seen today, which is people from all walks of life, many of whom feel that they don't have power, many of whom feel they don't have a voice or something to say, to be given the opportunity to step up. And that's why I'm not going to stand again, because what I want to do is use my time to bring in 5, 10, 20 women who are from diverse backgrounds, rather than be the person at the front.
Really interesting that. Catherine Pereira, Lou Petker and Helen Bradford, they were all part of the Movement for Change delegation at the Labour Party conference Fringe